With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A car chase ends in a Texas mall.
A pickup truck driver fleeing police careened through a JCPenney store in a busy Texas mall, injuring five people before exchanging gunfire with police and being killed. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it happened Saturday evening in Killeen. The injured range in age from 6 years old to 75 and ended up in the hospital. Police say the suspect was driving erratically on the interstate. When police tried to pull him over, he got off and drove through the store. Police continued chasing him on foot, eventually catching up and killing him. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is promising to crack down on drug cartels operating along the southern border. Speaking to a packed house at the America Fest event in Phoenix, Arizona, President Trump pledged to designate the cartels as foreign terrorists and get them out of the U.S. with mass deportations, calling it a liberation day. Also at SRNNews.com, Laura Trump withdrawing her name from consideration to be a Florida senator. Over the weekend, President Trump's daughter-in-law made a social media post saying she made the decision after an incredible amount of thought, contemplation, and encouragement. The move ended speculation she was interested in replacing Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who's been named Secretary of State. A party store calling it quits.
Party City says it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter some 700 stores nationwide. For nearly 40 years, people flocked to Party City for Halloween costumes, children's birthday parties, and decorations for New Year's Eve, and has been facing growing competition from Walmart and Target. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There hasn't been any word yet on the fate of President Biden's Gender Policy Council under the incoming Trump administration. Mr. Trump hasn't said whether the body will remain, but pro-life advocates are pushing for it to be axed because its primary job is to promote abortion. The GPC also has taken the lead in advancing the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. Federal Trade Commission will soon require hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promoters to disclose any fees up front when they list prices. John Scott has more.
The FTC said consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees, including resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other extra charges. The new rule requires businesses to clearly disclose the true cost, including all mandatory fees, when they display any pricing for lodging or events. The rule goes into effect in 120 days. John Scott reporting.
Laura Trump withdrawing her name from consideration to be a Florida senator. Over the weekend, President Trump's daughter-in-law made a social media post saying she made the decision after an incredible amount of thought, contemplation, and encouragement. More details at srnnews.com.